The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. I am so excited to be recording and sharing this episode with you because today we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics in business, mindset. Mindset is so important because as an entrepreneur, you basically decide if you're going to succeed or fail. And ultimately, your mindset, and take a shot every time I say mindset in this episode, but your mindset dictates your actions. And if the going gets rough, which in business it inevitably does, right? Are you going to choose to quit or are you going to choose to move forward, right? And this is so important. And in this episode, we're going to be going through what the most dangerous type of thoughts are that go through your mind, explain why you might think your mind is logical, but it really isn't, and you have to be able to identify when it's not being logical, and how to shift your mindset from seeing the worst case scenario to seeing the best case scenario. And this takes practice and it's life changing. I'm so excited. Let's get started. Okay, let's start off with a question. As an entrepreneur, what do you think are the most dangerous types of thoughts that you can have? I'll give you 3 seconds to think about it. The most dangerous types of thought are disempowering ones. And this comes in the form of thinking things are impossible, thinking you don't have enough time or enough energy or enough experience, and worrying. And the other day, I was taking a flight, and on my flight, I was reading a book, and I came across the quote, "Worrying is praying for what you don't want." And as I was reading this quote, the plane hit turbulence, and you hear the captain saying, "Everyone put on your seatbelt," and you hear panic in the air, and everyone's shuffling and trying to get their seatbelt on. And as this was happening, and as I was reading this exact sentence in the book, I realized there and then how much your brain sabotages you, right? Like in the flight, when there is turbulence, your mind assumes the worst. Even though all the flights in your past that you've taken have turned out okay, you're still alive, when there is a slight bit of turbulence, your mind naturally just gravitates towards the worst case scenario, thinking, oh my God, this is the one flight that's going to go down. It's like in those movies where the plane just crashes and everyone dies, right? Even though every flight you've taken in the past turned out okay. And with the same logic, as I was sitting in my seat, I thought to myself, with that same logic, if everything in the past went wrong as an entrepreneur, wouldn't that mean that there's an equal chance that everything moving forward would go right? Right? And no one ever thinks like that. As an entrepreneur, even if you've failed every single time you've tried, most people, they'll be like, "I've tried and I failed." But those same people when they get on flights and they've taken so many in the past, as soon as there's a little bit of turbulence, they'll be like, nope, this is the one time that everything goes wrong. Right? And it's just so illogical. And what's also important to note is that as you're sitting in that flight with turbulence, or as you're sitting at your desk during this quarantine or laying in bed, all of these thoughts that go through your head do not change your present reality, right? All of these thoughts as an entrepreneur about running out of money, or if you're single in quarantine, your thoughts about dying alone, or if you're sitting on an airplane thinking you're going to crash, like these are all thoughts where you're praying for what you don't want. And so if you think about it, there are only 24 hours in a day, right? There are only so many thoughts that can physically or mentally in our universe, only so many thoughts that you can have in a 24-hour day. And I will say, I feel like girls have more thoughts going through their head than guys, because my boyfriend will literally just like have one thought every minute where my mind's like, woo, 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 thoughts everywhere, right? But anyway, when you feel abundant and confident, your actions will follow and you attract what you are feeling. And so if you only have a certain number of thoughts every day, are you going to give your time and energy to those thoughts that do not serve you? Or are you going to quickly realize that there is something wrong, there is something disempowering about your current thought, and change it so that you can take action towards a reality you actually want? And we all worry from time to time. We all have disempowering thoughts from time to time. It's only natural. But what is so important is for you to be able to recognize and realize when your mind is worrying illogically and be able to course correct from there so that you're taking action from a place of empowerment rather than a place of worry and fear. And I want to demonstrate this by giving a recent example of how to course correct in action. So this happened when I was back in Brazil, and this couple from the States had moved into our Airbnb right next to me and my boyfriend Rags. And after a few days, the husband came up to me and was like, hey, Rags told me that you do business coaching, and I feel like my wife would love and so appreciate your services. She's been wanting to start an online blog and an online business for so long, and she just needs a push in the right direction. Do you think you can help her? And I had met his wife. She is an absolute sweetheart. And when he said that, I was just like, oh my God, yes, I would love to help. I gave him my email, my Instagram, my website. And I was like, if you have any questions, just let me know. I'm right next door, or you can reach out to me digitally, whatever, just get in touch. Right. And a few days went by and I didn't hear from them, to the point where I was leaving Brazil in 24 hours, right? So it was the day before I was leaving, and I was like, I haven't heard from them. I mean, maybe she's not ready. But then all of these doubts started creeping up into my head. I was like, what if she looked at my page and didn't think I was the perfect coach? Or what if she thought I was too bubbly, right? Or what if she thought that I was leaving and she really wanted someone to mentor her in person? And my mind just came up with so many excuses. And funnily enough, like, this doesn't only happen in business. This also happens in the online dating world, right? When you're dating and you don't hear back from a guy and they don't text you, or a girl doesn't text you back, you're like, what if they think I'm ugly? Should I wait for them to text so I don't seem too clingy? And all of these scenarios come up in your head. And the thing is, they are all thoughts, right? And when you're operating at full potential, when you are acting from a place of confidence, you would respond differently to these thoughts and the current situation than if you were fearful or if you were self-conscious, right? And so if I had continued thinking that the wife didn't want to work with me, I wouldn't have done anything about it, and I would have just continued waiting. But instead, because I am confident in my coaching abilities, because I knew I had what it took to help her get her business off the ground and into reality, before I left, I went up and knocked on her door and I just brought it up. I was like, look, your husband told me you needed help. I gave him my contact details and I just didn't hear from you, and I just wanted to get an answer. And the first thing she says was, oh my God, I really wanted to, but I didn't know how to reach out to you. I didn't feel ready. I didn't feel confident in myself, but I would love to work with you. And in that moment, all my fears about whether or not she was judging me, right? It always came back to me, but in reality, it was her own world. It was things going on in her own mind that I was not even a part of. And what I want you to realize is these thoughts are more common than you think. I'm able to notice them, and I have these thoughts very often, but over time, as I'm practicing and as I'm being aware of when they're not serving me, it has gotten easier and easier to act from a place of confidence. And just to circle back to the online dating example, this is similar to when you finally text him, right, and asked to hang out, and it turns out that he was just pulling all-nighters at work and that he can't wait to hang out with you, right? There's so many parallels, and it all just comes to acting from a place of abundance and confidence and having the mindset that anything is possible. If you're loving my tips so far and are at a point in your life where you feel you need that extra push and guidance from a business coach, and if the thought of working with me one-on-one on your online brand makes you feel so excited and empowered, I would encourage you to apply to my private coaching where you get my undivided attention. I take on a few clients every quarter, DM me on Instagram, or apply on my website at thewanderlover.com. Okay, in this last segment of this episode, I want to share actionable steps you can take to start changing your mindset on certain situations and being able to course correct and identify when you're having thoughts that aren't serving you. And a lot of times, I feel like with all of these mindset and motivational talks, a lot of it is easier said than done, which is why I want to give you actual things that you can do to help you practice, because it's like a muscle. You need to keep practicing it. So the first thing is gratitude. Gratitude has been fundamental in my entrepreneurship journey. I keep a journal, and every single day I write down gratitude prompts. Even if I'm not feeling grateful, even if some days I'm like, oh my God, everything is going wrong, I guarantee you, if you're listening to this podcast, that is a luxury, and there is always something to be grateful for. I know that's really cliche, but it is so true. And just look around you, right? Look how abundant everything is in this world. Think about how capable you are, the capability that you're able to change the thoughts in your head to be self-aware enough where you can actually change the course of your thoughts. That's also a luxury, right? It should be empowering to realize that you have this power. And now I want you to think about what you've accomplished in your entire life. You've gone through so much, but let's focus on things that you are proud of, right? People you've helped. Think about times in your life where you felt pure joy, and you are so capable of feeling pure joy. This capability, this feeling, it's empowering, right? And next, if you don't journal, I highly recommend you do. It's a practice that really has been able to just ground me and my business and manifest so many things that when I put it on paper, it's not just a thought, it's an actual goal. Right? So if you don't journal, I recommend you start journaling and start writing affirmations. I actually have a list of affirmations that I set as my phone background. And one of mine is, I am always being discovered. I would also encourage you to write a page in your journal that you can look back on whenever you're feeling kind of low or just not feeling your best. Write a page and write down everything that makes you feel good. So whether those are texts that your boyfriend sent you or texts that your friends and family have sent you or videos that make you laugh or things that make you feel good, just reminders, right? Like I love getting my eyelashes and my nails done, and that makes me feel good. So write down everything on this page. Write down your accomplishments. Write down things that make you smile, and just have this feel good page to boost your energy when you need it. I am here to tell you that you are capable of anything and all the success that you desire. So I want to end this podcast by giving you one task, and that is to take action, right? I said this in my intro, but this podcast is all going to be about getting you to take action. So what is the one thing you can do today that will get you one step closer to your goal? I want you to think about that. I want you to act upon it, and I want you to share it with me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find me on Instagram. I am The Wanderlover, TheWanderLover. My DMs are always open, and I will see you in the next episode.